Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, your governor, Andrew Cuomo, kicked off his ambitious first 100-day plan for 2019, including the big push now to legalize adult use of marijuana.
Hey, David, it sure sounds like a guy who's running for president. Now, a recent poll out in Iowa, he didn't even show up, nor did Gillibrand, I think. So that what ended up happening is the impression that he's not in it. But you know when you get in it for president, you get in it when you announce it, when you walk down the marble staircase and you say, I'm running, and then people have a choice. So to have a poll that indicates nothing other than that what's on people's minds right then and there, I suppose is important, but I don't think it's important enough so that one discounts a guy who is showing all of the signs of wanting to run for president. I mean, most of the program that he's doing is to excite the Democratic base, no question about it. He's doing it, and he's doing it well. He won his recent election 2-1 in New York. If he keeps going and he keeps doing the kinds of things that we have seen, it's extraordinary. I have to say that we haven't been able to get the governor for the first 8 years of his governorship. All of a sudden, he's accessible. He's not taking prisoners. He's being nice to everybody. He's going on NYC and AMC and some Central New York radio station and the rest of it.
The plan also includes things like codifying abortion rights. The 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe versus Wade into state law. Alan, he also wants to protect the provisions of the Federal Affordable Care Act and state statute, including protections for people with pre-existing conditions, anti-discrimination legislation for transgender New Yorkers, strengthening gun controls, expanding voting access, making Election Day a state holiday. But he says also there are no excuses. He has the Democrats in power everywhere.
Well, that's right. He ran in New York State saying he was going to bring the state Senate back, even though many people thought he was the reason the state Senate hadn't been Republican. He was helpful to them. But he produced, and the state Senate is now Democratic. If you take that and extrapolate it, you say, okay, let's do the same thing for the federal government. Let's get the Senate elected. Let's get a president elected. It's a popular thing for the Democratic base, especially when you see the stock market dropping by 500 points in one day, in the lowest of this year. And worldwide chaos, David, as the other countries follow the United States lead and their markets are dropping. And we hear that the president is himself worried about this. These are the things that he had going for him, which he doesn't have going for him now. So Cuomo obviously is following the same playbook he followed when he ran for governor recently. He's going to do the same thing now running for president. And in my opinion, I think the signs are clear.
Well, Alan, as the debate rages right now over Amazon's proposed headquarters in Long Island City in Queens and the issue of, in quotes, corporate welfare from the state in the billions of dollars, Google now says it's spending $1 billion to make a 1.7 million square foot campus in the Hudson Square neighborhood on Manhattan's west side. The difference? They haven't sought state support.
Well, that's right. They're going to make the other guys look greedy, that's for sure. You know, David, I've been thinking about Amazon. I'm thinking that maybe they have gotten such bad publicity out of this that maybe, because they sure don't need those tax breaks, that they could come back and say, okay, because we're good guys, we're going to lower it a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's rose-colored glasses. But here's Google. They're setting the right way. And you can imagine that if you have money in New York real estate with all of these jobs pouring in, there are only so many apartments, there are only so many co-ops, only so many condominiums. There's going to be a point at which nobody can afford to live in that city.
Well, and Senate Republicans are searching for a way out of an impending partial government shutdown, but they are waiting for President Donald Trump to weigh in before making a move, and he appears to be in no rush to help them out. Time's a-ticking.
He doesn't seem to care about anybody but himself, you know. And these Republicans, we had the spectacle of Comey coming out of the Republican hearing yesterday, calling him out, saying these Republicans were disgraceful, that when they didn't like what he was doing, they slunk away. And he's right. You know, there are times that even when he mentioned Fox News is after you and the tweets are after you, that you just got to have some guts. And I must say, even though I have real questions about Mr. Comey, I think he won the election, by the way, for Donald Trump. I have real concerns about Comey. On the one hand, he won the election for no question about it for Donald Trump. On the other, You know, he's behaving quite admirably right now.
The Russian interference in elections and a report from a federal investigation in the New York Times today. Tech companies dragged their feet on Russian interference, it says. That includes Google, Twitter, and Facebook.
Well, David, a lot of that still has to come out. We do know that the Russians were, well, it's maybe a bit of a stretch, but getting away with murder. Some of the things that they've been doing is nothing short of disgraceful. For example, Bob Mueller is in bed with the Muslim extremists. It's unbelievable stuff. And the fact that they got away with it is really more the fault, I think, of the United States government and our approach to cyber warfare than it is to these companies. Sure, they were used, and sure, they're going to be starting to look out now in a way they never have before, that's for sure. But hey, you know, you got a guy sitting at the top holding hands with Putin. That is not right, and to blame it on the tech companies, okay, go ahead, blame it on them, and maybe they should have done better. But in all honesty, the indictments of people like General Flynn and other people create a sense that this government was for sale to the Russians for the particular interests of one man, Donald Trump.